Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, folks, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. You can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Also, all of you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in iCouple wherever you get your podcast. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. And that also goes for all of your family and friends out there who can't listen live. Make sure you tell them about the iCouple podcast. We got Eddie House, the NBA champion, sharpshooter, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, we're just a few moments away from the start of Cowboys-Seahawks, which should be a good Thursday night matchup. All right, Rob, speaking of matchups, Sunday is one of the bigger games of the year. You know, you have these games, San Francisco-Dallas, Philly-Dallas, Kansas City, and even Detroit early in the year. I mean, Detroit, I thought they'd be good, but a lot of people didn't know how good they'd be. But you have these big-time matchups of some of the top teams during the regular season, and we've got one Sunday, and that is San Francisco at Philadelphia. And shockingly, I think the line is still 2.5 points, but shockingly, Philadelphia, which has the 10-1 record, best in the league, Philadelphia, which is at home, and Philadelphia, which pounded the 49ers, now albeit the 49ers without a quarterback, they hurt Brock Purdy and hurt his backup, pounded them in the NFC title game a year ago. And yet, the 49ers are the favorites. Is this Nick Sirianni or Kyle Shanahan talking about it? Here's 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan talking about that.
I believe at all that you guys are the favorites going into this game. They're the home team. They've lost one game, but you're the favorites.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I don't really know how that stuff works, so I don't really know why. But it is random.
Rob, you fancy yourself a betting man. You know why?
Yeah. I'm telling you, they want to entice people to bet on both sides of it. Because then they say, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Maybe they know something that I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, that's what Vegas preys on, Chris. If it was so obvious on everything, that, like, sometimes you look at spreads. I told you the other day, like, I looked at the Vikings-Bears. You looked at that, and it was like the Vikings were only 3-point favorites against the bad Bears at home. I was like, that's like a pick'em game. How is that the spread? Well, they wanted to try to get people to think something was going on, and guess what? Something was going on, and they got it right. And that's what it is. So sometimes when you look at spreads, it's not Vegas saying that they know who's going to win. They have to make the line appealing to both sides. Because you got to remember, if say you bet money line, Chris, on a game, you have to pay in. You pay, like, you have to put up $110 to win $100. You see what I'm saying? Right. So if they get enough people to play both sides and it's a 50-50, they're going to win on that because of the people who are losing the extra $10. They make money. So what you want to do is make a spread to get as much action on both sides, and then Vegas wins regardless of who wins.
Well, here's what I
you don't want it to be lopsided 75-25.
I would ask you if that's the case, and I think I'm sure some of that's true. I don't know about these things, but why don't we see it more often? Because the Eagles are the first 10-1 underdog ever at home. So why don't we see more, you know, if they're just doing it to get people to bet, why is it so rare that something like this is this type of line happens?
I have no idea there, but I'm saying in general, it's not based on who they think is going to win. It's just trying to entice people to bet both sides. So I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe Vegas looks at it and says, sure, Philly's won all these games. A lot of them were close, could have gone either way. The last game, they needed a miracle to beat Buffalo at home, right, Chris, in overtime. They needed a miracle at the – I mean, like, they start to look at things like that. Maybe it's just they're due. They're due to lose a game. They're 10-1. They've been skating. They've been lucky the last three or four games. And now here comes they're going to finally get their comeuppance and lose a game. They've won so many. So it could be stuff like that.
Rob G, you were telling me something I couldn't pick.
I was just saying, according to the updated odds, BetMGM, Lamar Mitchell, friend of the show, you mentioned 2.5. That line has been bet all the way up to Niners -3 in Philadelphia. And 3 is a key number. I know, Chris, you probably aren't as deep in the betting, but Rob knows he's lost tons of money.
Yes.
When the number's at 3 versus 2.5 or 3.5.
2.5, Chris, is where you want to bet or 3. Right.
Right.
And again, it could
be. We tied. Our one tie in pigskin pickup
was a push, right?
Yep. Look, I don't, there is no, to me, it's disrespectful to the Eagles. Now I say that, Rob, as a guy, I picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl and I think they will, but I think the Niners are going to win this game. Not because I think they're necessarily the better team. I mean, they're both great teams, but to your point, Rob, we've only had 7 1-loss teams since 1978 when they went to the 16-game
schedule. Think about that. Think about what you just
said. That's 45 years we've only had 7 1-loss teams. And that's including the Patriots that went 16-0 in, what was that, 07 or whenever that was. 07, I believe. So, Rob, you know this. Just because you're the better team or the best team in the league, you're going to lose typically 3, 4, 5 games in a year. It just is what it is.
Right.
Any given Sunday. And so I do think, to your point, Philly's a bit due. I mean, their last 3 weeks, my goodness, they have beaten Buffalo, Kansas City, and Dallas. And go back 2 weeks before that, they beat Miami. Like, they are taking down the juggernauts in the NFL. Yep. At some point, they're going to drop one. Now, maybe it's next week in Dallas. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I think, and I also think the teams are closely matched. And I think San Francisco is going to get them. I won't be obviously surprised if they don't. But I think they'll get them. But that being the case, Rob, I still think it's disrespectful to Philadelphia.
Yeah, but again, it's not Vegas disrespecting them. It's Vegas trying to make money. So I hear what you're saying. Just how are we the underdogs at home and we've won every game or we've won 10 out of 11?
But how often do you see odds?
No, I get.
I hear what you're saying, but it's not. And I don't even mean the 10-1 because we established that's the only time ever at home. But we don't generally see point spreads where we're baffled, where we're like, Mike, how in the world are the Chargers favored over the Chiefs? Oh, they're just trying to get people to bet. No, I mean, they still are somewhat within the realm of reason. And I get, look, San Francisco's a really good team. So I guess it's reasonable to people. But and I think they are going to win. But I think I'll say this, Rob, as far as who the game is more important to, you can make an argument for Philadelphia because they're battling Dallas for that NFC East championship, but also for the number one seed in the NFC. Dallas, as I just said earlier, 13-0 at home, won all their games by 20 or more points this year at home, haven't trailed at home. But Rob, 7-7 over the last 2 years on the road. So if you're a Philadelphia, you're looking at, yeah, we do not want Dallas getting home court advantage. Home field advantage. I know you think you can beat them wherever, but I'm just saying you rather get them on the road. So it's big for them. But I think, Rob, psychologically is bigger for San Francisco. They've already lost three.
Right. No.
Right? So I just think they don't want to, you know, now you're losing four. And now you got pretty much no chance at the number one seed.
Yeah, no.
And
if they lose
they
another
beat you
one,
last year without Purdy and you talk trash and said, oh, we didn't have our quarterback, but we'll get you when we do, you know? So I think it's more important for them.
I agree with that. I think the 49ers, because of the bump in the road, Chris, was pretty big.
Yep.
It was. It wasn't just your typical maybe lose one or two, you know, good teams that are going to do that. It was a bad stretch and another loss, too. And it does make a difference if you're not going to be – you know, the number one seed can have a huge make it for a huge advantage in the NFL.
Yep. No.
So it'll be interesting to see how this game plays out. I'm going to take San Francisco. I think, A, you talked about it. They kind of need it, Chris. And, B, I think the Eagles will do. Maybe they exhale because of the schedule that they just went through and just was like, my God, how many can we win?
Eagles?
Yeah, Eagles. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
we just won. We're not going to win every game. Like, seriously. Yeah.
I don't think they think of it that way, but we think of it. I agree with you that you're just going to lose one of these games.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be to a great team. Rob, they lost to the Jets. You know? Obviously, they're better than the Jets, but at some point, you're going to drop. I would say drop another one. Obviously, going undefeated the rest of the way is impossible, but you're likely to drop another one. Now, I certainly don't think they want to lose to Dallas next week in Dallas. So if they do lose tonight, they could be potentially looking at a 2-week, which would, you know, and they now have three losses, which would put Dallas as the number one seed. So that would really throw their season into some upheaval. But, Rob, if they get through these next couple of games, they got the Niners tonight, then the Cowboys, then the Seahawks. They finished the season with the Giants twice and the Cardinals. So, like you said, they just got to get through this gauntlet. And then, you know, it should be honing everything for the playoffs after that. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you think it's disrespectful to the Eagles to be the underdogs at home against the San Francisco 49ers? And who do you think the game is more important to tonight, the Niners or the Eagles? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dynasty the King.
King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Disrespectful for San Francisco to be favored over the Eagles, even though the game's in Philadelphia. And who you think is more important to? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Two dudes, how y'all doing today?
Man, we're doing good. How
great,
are you?
Man.
Oh, man, I'm great. I woke up this morning, so I'm good. Hey, but no, I think they got it absolutely right, because if you look at the way the Eagles won their last two games, you're talking about a drop pass, a dumb decision by Buffalo, and now you're about to, and plus they also start out slow. So they're not going to be able to start out slow against San Francisco, because now you're going to say you're going to have Nick Bosa and Chance being able to pin their ears back and come after Hurts, because he don't run like he used to. And then right. If you look on the other side, their secondary is terrible, you know what I'm saying? So you're talking about Ayuk and Debo Samuel. I think they're going to put in that work. But also I think that it's more important to San Francisco because of the loss, because they got more losses.
Right.
And they don't want to have to take that chance of having to make that East Coast trip on in the first playoff game where, to them it's like playing at 10 a.m., you know what I'm saying? So I don't think they want to do this. So I think they got it right. And I actually think San Fran will win by 7.
All right.
7, okay.
Whitney in Philadelphia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Whitney?
How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Talk to us.
What you got?
Whitney, are you there? Did her phone go out, Rob G? We wanted to talk to Whitney, didn't we, Chris?
Yeah.
She must have. We lost her.
Her phone was. You notice how Rob's voice dropped, though? Whitney, how are you?
How are you, Whitney? Hey,
Whitney.
This is what I saw.
Where are you at? L.A.?
L.A.
Oh, you're close.
Oh, you're close.
My God.
Show ends at 7.
Like,
what
that was just too obvious,
Chris,
Rob.
What? What do you want me to do?
Whitney. Hey. Oh, Whitney. Hey. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
Where are you?
Whitney, how's it going? I want you to know I do drive a luxury vehicle.
I didn't say that.
Whitney, have you seen my car?
No.
You've been top down on PCH,
man,
Whitney.
Stop it. Stop. Adam and DC, you're the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, what's up?
My man, check out Rob the Play app. I'm glad Whitney couldn't speak because she's from Philly, so she's probably going to say something crazy and delusional like these fans have gotten. They're the new Cowboy fans because they're too arrogant. But anyway.
Well, they do win, though. I mean, they got a recent Super Bowl.
You're right, Chris. You're right. But listen, man, I think that it's obvious that the game is more important for us as 49ers fans because, you know, we want that number one position. It is not important because of last year's game. Trust me, man. On the local level and for the fans of like San Francisco fans, we're not worried about them. We live in their heads more than they live in our heads. Look at the games, man. These guys, yes, they win, and I'm not hating on them. I actually love Jalen Hurts, but I cannot stand the Philadelphia team or their coach. They winning, they barely winning, man. And if you look at with the eye test, man, they cannot. The ball does not lie. We owe them one, seriously. But
Let me ask you this, because that you're making good points. Obviously, Dallas doesn't worry y'all. So, does anybody worry you?
I'll be honest, man. You want to know who worries me, man?
Kansas City?
My coach. And Kansas City, because they beat us in the last Super Bowl. My coach in the fourth quarter worries me. Because for some reason, for such a genius, he can't put it together. If you look, I forgot the exact numbers. Y'all are professionals, but I think he's like 0-30.
Does seem like he tightens up late in games when it's close. No doubt. All right. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Whitney back. Whitney in Philly. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports
Whitney,
Radio.
Rob has something to tell you.
No, Whitney, I'm not. I'm just saying hi. How are you?
Whitney.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
What's up?
Hello, hi. I'm here.
What, you on a Nokia or something?
I know. What's
Whitney?
Going
what's
on?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Go.
Yeah, go ahead. What you got?
Okay, why are y'all underestimating? Why are y'all underestimating Jalen Hurts?
We're not.
I pick Philly to win the Super Bowl, but I do think they're gonna lose tomorrow night or Sunday, I should say. I think San Francisco's gonna get them.
No, they done talked all this trash. They not coming here and beating us. I'd rather lose against the 49ers than the Cowboys next week.
Okay. So y'all gonna win out? Y'all gonna win the rest of every? Who y'all losing to? Seattle?
No, we losing to the Cowboys, and that's it.
Oh, y'all are gonna lose to the Cowboys. Okay. Well, I have a hard time believing they're gonna beat San Francisco and Dallas after they've already beaten Dallas, Buffalo, and Kansas City. I mean, Rob, when's the last time we saw somebody run through the elite teams in the league like that? The only one left would be Baltimore.
That would be incredible. Right. That would be some run. Louis in Syracuse, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Louis?
Hello. Is this mic on?
Hello.
Are you guys serious? Are you serious?
He's from Philly.
Debo's
I don't even have to hear.
Take his boombox.
Go ahead.
Trey Williams and Debo will come out with their boombox, and they're going to get rocked. No close game. Rob, I want you to take this, put it in the archives.
All right.
It's Philly 27, San Francisco 13.
Wow.
Good night.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a hot take.
Typical Philly fan.
Yeah, you know that.
He said it with his chest. I give him some credit for that.
He said it with
in, win or lose. Call in Monday.
He said it with his cheese whiz, Chris, on his Philly-style steak.
Absolutely. 877-99 on Fox if you want to weigh in. We got our man Eddie House coming up at the bottom of the hour, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at Discover.com/credit card limitations do apply. Our next guest is an NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, the great Eddie House. E House, what up, bro?
Yo, what's happening? What's going down?
We are good. I don't know if you're watching this football game, but Seattle just scored. DK Metcalf, what was that, about a 70-yarder, takes it to the house. They're up 7-3 on
they
the Cowboys.
They needed that one, Chris. Yeah, oh, man, yeah. He split the two defenders, and he was
– it was over.
NBC, yep. You later. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Eddie, let's get here. Now, if this, of course, the first year of the in-season tournament.
What?
How are you liking it? What are your thoughts? We got the 8 finalists. What are your thoughts about it?
I actually love it. I like it because what it puts some significance on the early part of the season. We all know this, right? Where everybody says the NBA doesn't start till Christmas Day. Well, with that 500,000 out there looming in, think about the teams. Young teams are out there. Young teams are involved with it, and other guys, veteran teams that understand the significance of winning it the first time, to be the ones that can say, hey, we did that. You know, I know it's not the end-all, be-all, but it is something that is there. And think about this. For some of those guys that don't have the big, long deals and making a lot of money, that $500,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, but Eddie, my only thing is that to get the people interested in playing, it's not about the guys not making money. Those guys are going to play because they're not established. It was about trying to get the stars to want to play. So I hear what you're saying, but was it really for them?
So for the players, I think it was more so for the fans, to give the fans some excitement early on in the season, where a lot of people would say,
"Well, we lose
November and December. November, December really doesn't matter." You know, how many times have we heard that? November, December is really not basketball that people are tuning into. I think it gave them an incentive to play hard, number one. Number two, the fans could also see that it meant something because the courts were different, the uniforms were different. I thought it was a great idea by the NBA to add a little spice to this part of the season that tends to be a little bit, kind of swept under the rug.
Yeah, it. Look, I think this thing
I'm
will
not a
gain,
fan.
Game. I mean, it's early. It's hard to me, it's hard to be into it too much now. But, Eddie, I think – I like what you're saying. I think you are right. I actually even like the courts. I mean, some of them are a bit loud, but overall, I'm cool with the courts. It does show you something different going on. I just think over time, Eddie, it'll become more significant. You know, like when a great player is able to say, yeah, he has 4 rings and 5 in-season tournament championships or whatever. You know what I mean? I think that'll become significant way down the road. But you mentioned it. We do have some young teams, Indiana, the Pelicans, the Kings, that are in the tournament along with some of the older teams like Phoenix, Milwaukee, the Lakers. But I want to ask you about these young teams, not those specifically, but like Orlando, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, the ones that are at the top of their conferences. Do you think that at the end of the day, they'll be legitimate contenders? Maybe not Orlando, but like, you know, Oklahoma City and Minnesota.
I do like Minnesota. The one reason why I like Minnesota a lot is they're playing defense. And that's one thing that's going to travel. No matter where you go, you bring that night in and night out is your defensive abilities, what you're able to do on that side of the ball. Offense, you know, that's a hit and miss sometimes, you know. But defense, they've been standing on business with their defense, right? And so, to me, I feel like that's the one team that can keep it moving the way they are. Now, OKC, super talented.
Yep.
Super talented with a budding superstar. So, to me, I look at all the young pieces that they have. They're going to just continue to get better now. Can Presti keep everybody together? That's going to be the question, and that's going to be a tough task for him, but, you know, moving down the road. But what they got right now, I like what they're building. And to be honest with you, as much as I don't like the Orlando Magic fans because all they do is talk crazy with – no results. You know what I mean? They got mad at me because I said they were garbage last year because they were the fifth worst. But they were the fifth worst team, and I wasn't talking about the players. I think they got
you actually
really
called them garbage, though?
I did. I said.
They're going to be mad.
But look, if you're the what are you if you're the fifth worst team in the league?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Right.
So, that's what the players would say if they were on top looking down at somebody else like, oh, man, that team ain't. But they got young talent, and they're actually putting it together. One of the fastest teams that I see, I think they believe in their coach. You know, that's Jamal Mosley, right, is his name.
Yeah.
And they believe in him, and they play hard for him, and they play for each other. And I see the mix that they have. There's something brewing over there, too, down the road. Not right now. I don't think right now they're a legit contender. I don't think OKC is a legit contender. And you know who is a legit contender is the Sacramento Kings, because they're a little graduated from where those teams are. You know right. what I mean?
Let me ask you this, Eddie, if I can.
I want to squeeze one in. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You mentioned Oklahoma City and keeping those young guys. How much of a concern you think that should be? I mean, let's talk specifically Shea and Chet. And do you think the fact that Shea is from Canada and Chet is from Minnesota, do you think that might help them? Are they those types of guys that might not mind being in a small city?
I don't think it's going to bother them at all. I think they like being where they're at and being the guy. You know what I mean? Being the main guy. Maybe eventually down the road they'll slide somewhere else, but maybe not. You see how dedicated Russ was to OKC and trying to stay there as long as he could until basically the welcome was worn out. But
right.
I think you got to do everything you can to keep those two. Those are cornerstones of
right.
a franchise. You got to keep those two guys no matter what. Some other guys might have to go, but those two are definitely got to be the backbone of your organization.
Let me ask you about the Golden State Warriors. What's going on there? Are they is there some issue going on there? Are they going the other way? I mean, it's a free fall. Gave up a 24-point lead the other night. And they have lost, what is it, 8 of 10? I mean, and everybody's playing. I know Draymond missed
a
few games.
Out for five.
Yeah, but now everybody's there.
I think that what happened, they mortgaged the future. And Bob Myers seemed to come, and that's why he got up out of there.
Right,
but
right.
They mortgaged the future for what they had, their main pieces. And, you know, you got to always have some youngsters that's going to replace the OGs. And I think watching them, they just look like they're just getting a little bit older. And, I mean, damn, they've been in the league. They won four championships. They was in the finals, it seemed like, every single year for the last 10 years, it seemed like, right? And so with that being said, I believe this, is that as great as Klay was, they should have probably unloaded last year. Now the value is not as much. You're not going to be able to get as much for him as you would have been able to, or the pieces that you would think you needed to get. And that's a tough sell to Steph and to talk to Draymond about, because they're so close. So I just think that they're not the same. Steph is definitely. But the other guys are aging, getting a little longer in the tooth, and they're not bringing the same production that they have. And it's early on in the season. Maybe they could get it back. But from what I've been seeing from last season to the start of this season, it looks like this, more of the same to me.
Let me ask you this. If you were in Steph's shoes, he's 35 years old, but, you know, still playing great. And I think there's other teams that would trade for him, right, that think they can get a championship. So if somebody else wanted to, you know, make a move for him, or if Steph just on his own wants to go somewhere where they got a better chance to compete for a championship, if you were in Steph's shoes, would you be looking – or open, I should say, to moving on, or would you just want to finish your career in Golden State?
I believe I can't put myself in nobody else's shoes and try to think for somebody else, but what I believe from what Steph has shown, you know, he's very committed to the Warriors organization, not only just basketball-wise, but throughout the community of Oakland, San Francisco, that whole Bay Area. He is very committed to that area. You know, it's almost – he grew up there, basically. You know,
right.
He went there, and he went through a whole lot of changes. And that fan base embraced him like nothing else. And they embraced him, and he's revered there. I doubt if Steph would want to go anywhere else. And if he did, like, it would be on his own accord, and management would have to allow that to happen because he's done so much for that organization.
Right. Nah, that's fair. I think that's a good answer. I tend to agree with you.
And last thing, and you got to see Monty Williams coach up close, and I get it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the same talent. that he had in Phoenix. But 15 straight losses where the Pistons aren't even competitive. I'm surprised at how bad it is in Detroit. What is happening?
I don't know what's happening. To be honest with you, I have not watched one Detroit Pistons basketball game. Not one time this year. They haven't given me anything to watch them for. You know, you start losing 14 games. At some point, that has nothing to do with coaching. It has everything to do with pride and what you take serious. Not that they don't take the game serious, but enough ass whoopings is enough ass whoopings. You go keep going outside and somebody keep throwing a rock at you. Eventually, you're going to be like, hold up. Enough is enough. And, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, Monty chose this. Monty had a great thing going in Phoenix. I know they let him go and everything like that. He had a great thing going in Phoenix. But, I mean, I tell you this, they got 14 losses, but it probably – you look at them checks he cashed, and he feels damn good about whatever's going on.
Well, right. They lost 15 in a row. They're losing only by three at the half to the Knicks, but – it just doesn't look like tonight they're competitive, at least in the first half, but they've been getting blown out by 20 and 30 like almost every night. That's the you know, Eddie, that's the part that bothers me. You know what I mean? Like not being competitive. My God, I get it. It's a young team, and you're going to lose some games, but wow. And Monty got that six-year, what is it, $3 trillion contract for Pistons? I mean, wow.
It almost makes me think that his message is falling on deaf ears.
Right.
The stars aren't believing in whatever his message is, because that's where it starts. If your coach is conveying a message and putting something out there and saying this is how we got to play, and you got your star players like, I ain't rolling with that, the whole team feeds off that. If your star players are like, man, no, we got to get this done. Come on, y'all, let's go. Then everybody else falls in line. And I don't know if it's a miscommunication between Monty and the stars, but whatever the star players, whatever it is, it's a miscommunication on the basketball court because they're not getting it done.
All right, that's our man Eddie House. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
All right, you guys take care, man.
Yep, Shop Talk's next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100. For a first deposit match up to $100. You can do that today. All right, it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
That was terrible. Did you see that miss?
I did not.
It was a 37-yarder, and then they had a delay of game, and he missed it badly. He was messed up.
That's bad. A 37-yarder. Come on. I mean, a game like this, I think Seattle's margin for error is very small, and you can't afford that.
Bad.
They could be tied at 10.
Right.
Now they're down 10-7.
Well, before I was interrupted, I was talking about Shop Talk. And today's Shop Talk segment.
Flexing.
Wow. Sorry.
Today's Shop Talk segment comes to us courtesy of Rob Parker and the party we were just at. Because, you know, it is holiday party season. Everybody's celebrating something or other in their company. And I don't know if you know this, but at tonight's iHeart party, it was open bar.
Yes.
You can get whatever you wanted. Top shelf, bottom shelf, in between, whatever it was. But here's the question. We'll start with you, Chris, because you're a man of the Lord, so you probably have a better answer than Rob does. In holiday parties, is it taboo to get tipsy, given that it is technically a work function, but you are also off the clock?
It's hard for me to answer. I mean, I don't. I don't advocate getting drunk, period. But
you've been drunk a few times in your life, right?
I've seen Chris order bottles at Super Bowl parties.
Before I really gave my life to the Lord,
right.
Yeah, a lot. But I mean, so I would personally, like, if I were a person, I think I'd be careful if that was part of what I did. I wouldn't feel comfortable getting drunk at a work function. But I don't, I don't know the etiquette, I mean, I'm sure it's happened. And I guess people have been all right, but I've never really seen it, happen. Have you seen that, Rob?
Yeah, I've seen people get toasted and become obnoxious and and all those things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, just
so he become like even like a nuisance or just
just a little bit. You could tell that they, had some pent up stuff, and now that they got the liquid courage, Chris, I just wouldn't like partake in that. Like,
right? It doesn't seem like a work function.
I would just. You have a couple of drinks and call it a night. You're not trying to close the bar down or fall over. I will be drunk at my 60th birthday party. Rob G, you've never seen me. Chris, you've never seen me in that. I will be drunk. There's no doubt about it.
All right.
I'll be drunk with you, Rob. Don't worry about it.
We're going at the MGM Grand. Get ready.
That's right.
All right.
I'm a little surprised at what Chris said because I've been at technically work functions with Chris at Super Bowl week. And we'd have dinner together afterwards. And I'm not drinking. And Chris is ordering drink after drink after drink.
Is that right, Chris?
And I'm like,
I've had drinks. I mean, good thing we're not Ubering back to the hotel
because
I think getting drunk is wrong.
Chris becomes real chatty. You think he's chatty on the air?
Look, keep it real. I got an image to uphold. You better be honest.
No.
Shoot.
Chris holds his alcohol very well.
No, but you drink. There's nothing wrong with drinking, but I don't.
Do you think that if you, like Rob, you mentioned someone gets, obnoxious at a party, should that be held against them in the workplace? Because technically they're not at work.
No,
right?
I know, but the people you work with, because then that's.
People are human.
Yeah, and that carries back with them. You know what I mean? Like, people don't forget, oh, that was at a party. I'm just going to act like it didn't happen. If someone could be obnoxious. Alex, you don't partake in that anyway.
No, so. I usually don't. But if it's open bar, I'm going to see how open it is, Rob. We're going to have some fun and see exactly how far we can go.
So are you going to get drunk in Vegas?
Drunk? I'm going to show up drunk, Rob.
Okay,
what do you mean? It's your birthday.
All right.
I'm going to have to take two shots with Chris. One for the past and present, Chris.
Wow. Well, the past was four shots.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just like Rob said, people won't forget that. That's the thing, right? So... Keep it locked. 1 hour left.
Better make him remember then.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.